Dr. My Eyes.
If health matters to you, ask the doc.
Tell me what you see.
Health Matters with Dr. John Darcy.
Childhood allergies. Well, there's no doubt that in Australia, as in other parts of the world, they're on the rise, especially food allergies. Now, it can be pretty hard to identify the exact foods that cause allergic responses, and it can take a few exposures before they appear. With me this morning is Dr. Prithi Joshi, allergy and immunology paediatrician from the Children's Hospital in Westmead, to help shed some light on this complex topic. It's a very common dilemma, isn't it, in general practice, in paediatric general practice? What's happening?
It is a common dilemma, John, and I'd like to thank you for having us on. It is an increasing problem, as you mentioned. What's happening is that we're just seeing more and more children, particularly young children, presenting with signs of allergies. The types of things that the parents might bring them with is that they get a rash or vomiting, or sometimes more severe signs like breathing difficulties after they have certain foods.
Now, in rare cases, they can get anaphylaxis and it can be fatal, but that's rare, isn't it?
Yeah, so anaphylaxis per se is not that rare, but fatalities are very rare, thankfully. So anaphylaxis, unfortunately, with the increase in food allergies, we are seeing more anaphylaxis. And by anaphylaxis, I mean a severe allergic reaction, which can be life-threatening. But fatalities, we're not seeing so many of.
Okay. Now, they talk about the hygiene hypothesis. What's that all about?
So the hygiene hypothesis is one of the theories we have about why allergies are increasing. So that theory suggests that because we live in such a clean environment, we're cleaning everything, we don't get exposure to lots of the bacteria and other things we used to get exposed to when we didn't live in such a clean sort of age. Because that might be happening, our immune systems aren't working the way they should have when we were very young and fighting bugs like they're supposed to. So they then fight against food.
Do people come to see you who are totally confused about what's causing the symptoms with their kids?
I'd say about 50-50. So a lot of people come and they know. They, for example, have given their child an egg and about 30 minutes later, or within a few minutes, in fact, they've developed a rash. They've had other signs and symptoms, and that's pretty clear cut. That's, you know, they don't really need me to tell them that that's the problem. And then there are others who might have given a more complex food, for example, with lots of different ingredients, and we're trying to work out what might be causing it. And then there are others with more vague symptoms where we're trying to work out, well, is it a food reaction or is it just something else? Is it just one of the problems of childhood, behavioural or otherwise?
One of the great problems is that people often do make a diagnosis themselves. Mm-hmm. They self-diagnose, don't they? Now, that's a problem.
Look, self-diagnosing is a problem on a whole lot of levels. People like to attribute some common childhood things like perhaps not sleeping to food. And then they might take away a whole lot of different foods from the child's diet. Or they might diagnose incorrectly and think that something's not a problem when it actually is. So the problem with taking away a whole lot of foods is that you can lead to nutritional deficiencies, psychological problems, and sometimes, rarely, if you're actually sensitized to that food and you're going to develop a problem to that food, if you take it away and you're eating it and you're just fine, you might develop a more severe allergic reaction later on.
This is such an interesting topic. Do you mind coming back after the break and we can continue it?
For more information on managing allergies in your kids or to continue the conversation on children's allergies, head to Health Matters with Dr. John Darcy on Facebook.
After the break, preventing allergies in our little ones.